And today's no different. We're going to talk to a wonderful set of guests. And in the spirit of this coming weekend, which is the July 4th Independence Day weekend here in the U.S., we're going to have an all-American innovation lineup. We're going to hear from our usual mix of practicing managers and academics and consultants about American innovation. First, we're going to start with a company that's actually older than the United States. The Ames Company has been making shovels and other garden equipment since before the U.S. was a country. They are founded by a guy who made a shovel and started selling it in 1774. We're going to be joined by their vice president of marketing and product development, Eric Bernstein, and he's going to discuss how you keep a company relevant and competitive for more than two centuries, selling relatively standard equipment like shovels and rakes and snow brushes and axes. You just introduced a number of new products, and I'd like to kind of, if you could, take us inside the company a bit and talk to us about this new rake, the dual tine leaf rake combo.
So once we identified that we wanted to create a new leaf rake, we got on our work boots and we went out to talk to hundreds and hundreds of end users, and we watched them and we studied them about how they rake their leaves. And the first thing we saw, and it was very clear, is nobody likes raking leaves. It's not gardening. We have very passionate users and customers that love gardening. Gardening is a joy. Leaf raking is a chore. So as we started to dig deeper and deeper into that, we knew that there was an opportunity if we could find a way to make that chore go by faster, if we could make it more comfortable and more ergonomic for our customers, and also find out some of the key frustrations that the user doesn't even realize they have. And watching folks, and it appears that they're done, and yet there's still leaves, in, whether it's on their shrubs or underneath their bushes, and it's asking them, hey, how come you didn't get to that? And they look at this huge rake and they say, you know what, that's because this thing is just too monstrous to try and get into those tight spots. So sometimes if I've got time, I'll get on my hands and knees and I'll use my hands to get that, but that's, it's dirty and disgusting. So yeah, sometimes I'll just wait for the wind to blow that stuff out. So we took that as an opportunity to innovate. So we came up with the idea of having a snap-on hand rake that attaches to the leaf rake. So when you're done all of the grass and the lawn, you can now snap off this hand rake, very similar how you would snap off a dustpan that's connected to a broom to get into the tight spots. This is something that seems really like a no-brainer and something that would be very simple, but something that over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years has never been done before.
I was looking at your new scratch-free telescoping snow brush, which is actually a snow brush with no bristles.
That's right.
And so you must be looking at new materials and other technologies that you can bring in. Talk about that. First, tell us, what is the scratch-free telescoping snow brush, and then what inspired its development? How did you integrate that new technology?
Sure, I'd love to. We're the largest manufacturer of snow tools. Snow shovels and scrapers, but we've never been in the snow brush business for the car. And the reason being is we know that the world just did not need another Me Too product. And we said for us to get into this space, we need to bring innovation and have a reason to be in the market, not just because of our brand. And our team in Canada led this effort, and they did an amazing job really understanding the key frustrations around folks clearing snow off of their cars. And there was two primary frustrations that no product on the market met. Number one was fear of scratching your paint on your car. And number two is for those of us in the Northeast or anyone that gets snow, when those bristles get clogged with snow and you end up pretty much, they freeze, and it's like you're trying to remove the snow with an ice pick almost, and then you put it into your car and it all melts in your car. There were a lot of frustrations, and it all came around this use of using what was really designed to clean dirt off a concrete floor, these bristles, to remove snow off your car. So the team said, okay, that's what we want to focus on. So they looked at the different industries of car care, And what they noticed was they looked at car washes, and that was the inspiration of the scratch-free car washes that went into effect about, I don't know, 20 years ago that used to be all bristles, and they moved to this what's called EVA foam. So the team figured out how to layer that EVA foam in such a way that still gives you the needed rigidity to remove the snow without scratching your car's paint and without ever freezing or clogging with snow. And we launched that last winter. It was a huge success. And now this winter, we're launching a telescoping version of it for folks that have SUVs or trucks and need that extended range. So we look at really is what is going to delight the end user.